You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. A postscript from our audience on Nelson Mandela's birthday. This is from Reverend Barbara Crafton, who was a nun at Trinity Church when Nelson Mandela visited New York in 1990 for the first time since his release from prison. Reverend Crafton tells a story that another nun was desperate to see Mandela as his parade drove by, but she was too small and couldn't see over the crowd. Here's a story.
She was so tiny she couldn't see, so we put her up on a chair, and there she stood, this little gray figure. And when he went by, he caught her eye, and he bowed to her, and she waved. And it was just so wonderful, this eminent man, this very tall man, and this little tiny old lady.
Thank you very much. And your spin box remembrances and honorifics for Nelson Mandela at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
That's a lovely story. Today, the New York Times reports that sloppy electrical work at U.S. bases in Iraq is far more widespread than the Pentagon has acknowledged. Officially, 13 deaths have been blamed on electrocutions, but many more people may have been injured. The story triggers new questions about the contractor, KBR, a Houston-based company responsible for providing upkeep. Joining us now is James Risen, who broke the story for the New York Times today. And good morning, James.
Hi, how are you?
What's your reporting shown on how long KBR and the Pentagon have known just how serious this problem is?
Well, there are a number of internal Army and other Pentagon documents that show that there was a serious concerns among contracting experts inside the Pentagon for at least a year or two prior to the January death by electrocution of a Green Beret this year that kind of triggered a series of investigations by the Pentagon Inspector General and congressional committees. What the documents show is that the contracting experts inside the Pentagon knew full well just how bad the situation was getting, and they actually did a complete survey more than about a year and a half ago of all of the bases in Iraq, all the major bases in Iraq for electrical problems, and found that shoddy electrical wiring was by far the greatest non-combat safety hazard to American troops that existed in Iraq. And it turns out that the top contracting officials for the Pentagon had actually ordered the survey because there had been an electrical fire in October of 2006 that killed two soldiers that had not previously been reported.
We should point out that KBR is insisting that there's been no evidence of a link between its work and electrocutions. And if there was this concern for several years now, what was done, if anything, about the concerns?
Virtually nothing was done. And that's the real problem, is that this safety survey of all of the bases in Iraq that was conducted was virtually ignored by the Pentagon. And we found a memo in among the files that we received that showed that the top Pentagon officials didn't respond to this memo until May of this year, after Congress was beginning to look into the issue. And it looked like a CYA memo that was just filed for the record.
So as soon as some questions were started to be asked, then there was some kind of response. It seems like the official paper trail is really not terribly clear, but you've dug up not only sworn testimony, but interviews by a number of people, including former KBR electrician, that the company itself was repeatedly warned.
Yes, there's a number of KBR electricians have come forward to say that they warned their bosses for years, beginning 2 or 3 years ago, that the electrical work was so bad that, and one electrician told me it was a disaster waiting to happen, and that nothing was done about it. And I think the problem was, the fundamental problem was that KBR was given a contract to basically do everything in Iraq for the American military, to provide food, shelter, housing, maintenance. You name it. I mean, anything that soldiers wanted, KBR was responsible for. And I think it was such an overwhelming contract that they just couldn't, you know, it was just physically not possible for them to do everything. They, you know, they were responsible, and they still are, for some over the maintenance of more than 4,000 buildings in Iraq that are used by the United States military. And the problem is they just have never hired enough American electricians to go over there. And so a lot of times they'll just hire local Iraqis for a couple dollars a day, and they're supposed to be supervised by Americans. But, you know, these are people who tell them that they're electricians, but mm-hmm. there's really no evidence that they really are.
Very quickly, what happens now, given all of this information?
Well, that's the problem, is that there's been no coherent investigation by this, by the Pentagon, even today. The investigations that are taking place were sparked by the death in January of one Green Beret, and so far the Pentagon has tried to be very narrow in the scope of their investigation and just look at that one electrocution and find out what specifically happened to him. There's been no effort, as far as anyone can tell, to do a broader review of the problems that led to this. General Petraeus ordered a quick emergency inspection in the mm-hmm. last couple of weeks of buildings, but there doesn't seem to be any systemic approach to how to fix this this basic problem.
James Risen, thank you so much.
Sure.
James Risen reports for The New York Times, and now we're going to get more headlines from Femi Okeh. Femi?
Hello there. Adoree is coming up to 20 minutes.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.